Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את
Hello, we are studying the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 60. You can find it also in the writings of Bala Sulam. The preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 60. This is also called the restriction of Nehi Ofak. Since
we've already come to the restriction of Nehi.
We can go back to 59. This is where he starts this.
59? Wait a minute. I don't remember that we learned it. 56, 57. We talked about it. 58. You know what? Start from the second restriction.
Item
56. The second restriction called the restriction of Nehi Ofak. 56. We have thoroughly explained the first restriction carried out on the vessel of Malchut, which is phase 4, so that it would not receive the upper light within it. We've also explained the matter of the screen and its coupling by beating with the upper light, which raises reflected light. This reflected light became new vessels of reception instead of phase 4. Also explained was the refinement of the screen of Guf, made in the Gufim, the bodies of each partuf, through the clash of the surrounding light and inner light, which produced the four phases of Tanta of the Guf in each partuf, and raises the screen of the Guf, so to the screen of the Rosh. It qualifies it for a coupling by beating with the upper light, upon which a second partsuf is born, 1 degree lower than the previous partsuf. Finally, we have explained the emergence of the first three partsufim of Ak, called Galgalta, Ab, Sag, and the order of their clothing on one another.
No questions about this? This is clear, right? We have, first of all, four phases of direct light.
Where
through these four phases, the vessel got to phase 4, which is a very big will to receive. That wants only to receive. It started feeling shame, a very negative feeling, and this is why it performed the restriction and said, from here on, I receive only in order to bestow. Either that, or I remain empty. And then he started calculating how much I can receive in order to bestow, as much as it could receive in order to bestow. This is called the Rosh, the head of the Batsuf. What it receives in practice after the decision in the Rosh, light comes, it rejects it, then it calculates how much it can receive in order to bestow, meaning for the sake of the host, and receives that part inside, filling its desire. This is called the Toch, the interior of the Patsuf.
The Rosh.
This is the Rosh, the head, the Rosh. And this is the Sof, the end. The Sof, the end, remains empty. We've got the Peh, the mouth, Tabu, navel. So we have Rosh, Toch, Sof, Peh, and Tabu. Whatever it receives in the Toch, we say, it is 20%. This is, Rabash would like to give a number, but in truth, it is a very, very tiny light that enters the pots of very thin light, as Bala Sulam says. Very thin light. And what remains out of the light that comes and wants to fill up the potsuf. Here, this is the light of Ein Sof. So it all remains here on the outside and presses the taboo in order to come inside. In order to come inside. This is called surrounding light. What is inside the Pasuf is the inner light, opnimi, inner light, and we see that this is how the lights clothe in the vessels. Questions about this or none? And we are moving on.
Afterwards, after he is filled with the inner light, so by the beating of the interior light and the external light on the screen right here, he decides that he can't withstand this pressure anymore, and he refines itself. He says, I'm going back to the state I was in. Then he reaches Pederosh and decides, now I'm not going to receive as I did before, but less. And then the screen, once it reaches Pederosh, it descends to a new degree, which is placed at the Chazeh.
Chazeh.
Of the previous partsuf.
Ze ape shel partsuf haba.
This is the pe of the next partsuf. And then it can also perform a coupling by striking with the upper light and expand to some place called its taboo. And as much as it couldn't receive, it doesn't. So we see here that there's a big difference between the first partsuf to the second. The first partsuf came out on the fourth coarseness, degree four of coarseness. The second partsuf, Ab, it's called Ab, comes out on the records of 4 and 3, meaning it has a record of the light that was in Galgalta. That's number 4. And number 3 is its own record from its own coarseness. And it turns out that just as I, let's say I'm sitting in a restaurant, I know what I ate here yesterday, and I have a record from it of phase 4, but now I have less money, less a screen is less of what I had before. Now the screen is only on the third degree. So according to that, I can calculate as much and from what I can receive according to what I have now, according to my screen, the money I have today. That's called the Patsuf. Ab.
Barur.
Clear.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. 4 that we spoke of now. It's 4 on 4. That afterwards becomes 4 on 3.
4-4, we can't really say it because we don't really have a record called 4-4 in Galgalta, because before Galgalta it's Ein Sof. But let's say that in Galgalta it's 4-4, what remained in Ab was the Reshimo of the clothing, the records of the clothing of the light. The light that shined in Galgalta now shines as surrounding light in Ab. And what remains in Ab, the Reshimo, the record of the coarseness of the screen, that is number 3. Because on 4, it has no powers anymore. It refined itself. Be'er Sheva.
Thank you, Rav. I hope the question is clear. Here, it describes a state of the meeting between the light and the will to receive, the development of the will to receive. There's no creator here, or I don't know.
We are studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom. There's no creator here, there's no created being. There's a desire to receive and a desire to bestow, and the screen that connects between them. That's it. PT10.
Rav, I wanted to ask on the point that at the time, at the point there where the surrounding light is pressuring the point of the tabo, and there's a decision that the screen refines, and a new decision to receive a new coarseness. This process, what does it show, that the surrounding light continues to pressure, and I must receive it according to the screen?
The surrounding light keeps pressing. That's like the landlord pressing on the guest, wanting him to receive everything. And truly, at the end of creation, in Gemar Tikkun, the end of corrections, you receive everything, but it's a long path till there, because the created being has to correct himself in every moment and in every state, in all kinds of relationships it has with the Creator, because he wants to receive in order to bestow, that his reception will be as bestowing, that he's doing a favor to the host by receiving from him. So it turns out that there's like a game between them, and they have to be connected between them. How much the host can give to the guest, he always wants to give 100%. And as much as the guest is concerned by receiving from the host, only to the extent that he can identify himself with the host.
So on this point, there was a screen. I received as much as I could up to the tabo. The light continues to pressure. So this decision, because of the pressure, causes the screen to refine. How does this process here occur? Why does the screen refine, and why specifically in such a manner?
The guest understands that he can't remain in the state called tabu, but either he receives onward, and that will be in order to receive already, or he refines himself and reaches a state where he doesn't receive anything. And for now, he sees in this it's only opportunity, and then he refines himself.
So refining is like a restriction. The fourth phase doesn't receive anything.
He's refined by ridding himself of all the screens where he received the light in order to bestow, and returns to the state that he doesn't receive anything.
Then on a new degree?
When he reaches Pederosh, and he doesn't have any connection with receiving what he did already, so he is incorporated with the host again. That starts convincing him, maybe take a little more, here's another something you didn't taste yet, and you can receive it whichever way you want, it's all before you. So he decides that he's gonna go and receive in a new form, which is less than before, because before he already saw that still he received, but couldn't withstand it. And then he'll go and receive a new portion. And we need to understand that everything he received already remained for him. It's like Bala Sulam used to give the example that they let a person, he goes in with a little cup into the king's treasure, to the warehouse that is full of gold, gold coins of the king. And as much as he could, he can receive. But he only gets a small cup. Here, he gets something like this. Go and receive. And he goes in, he got as much as he could, and he comes out. Once he comes out, they spill it. That's what's happening with the refinement of the screen, as if everything he had has departed. He doesn't feel he had anything. And then he doesn't know what to do. So again a desire to receive in order to bestow is revealed in him, and he can go in again and fill himself again. And like that, with many actions, till Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, until we fill the entire desire of the Creator, or we can say otherwise, or we take out of the king's treasure everything he has outside, that is Gemar Tikkun.
Turki 4.
Good morning, Rav. I'm a bit confused in the tabur of Galgalta. So there's a bitush in there, and then the will to receive creates new partsuf in order to what?
Be tabur de Galgalta.
In Tabu of Galgalta, when do we have a Tabu? When the vessel felt it received everything it could receive in order to bestow. And more than that, it couldn't receive because it will be in order to receive. That's why it stops. And this border, this limit where it stopped, that's called tabu. Now, everything it can do is just refine itself. If it wants to receive, to stay in order not to receive in an egoistic way, so it must refine itself. And we see that in this form where he receives, stops receiving, and discharge, and do that again and again and again, if we work in such a way, so eventually we will receive all the light of Ein Sof, the infinite light before us, in order to bestow. Only by these kinds of actions, by many entrances of the light and exits, every time we can receive a bit with the small screen that we can build, meaning with the intention to bestow, but not much. Either I take a small teaspoon and taste, and by this I can remain in identification with the host that I'm bestowing to him, because to begin with, I'm only taking these 5 grams on the teaspoon and tasting it. So that way I can watch myself that I won't suddenly start enjoying it for myself. And in this way, after many actions, I finish all the light of Ein Sof and receive it in order to bestow.
Okay. There's a restriction in Tabor, so we'll receive things. If I receive more light, it's klipa. It's how much I can receive. And then through the
Reshimot,
if I receive below the Tabor, it will be in order to receive. It will be a klipa, a shell.
Ita 4.
Rav, perché la viut diminuisce da un parzuf all'altro?
Why is the coarseness lessening from one parzuf to another?
The screen refines. It did the maximum it could in the first parzuf. No more forces remains on that great light he received in order to bestow. The light of Keter, let's say. The light of Yechida. Now to go and receive on a smaller light of Chaya. Let's say yesterday I was in a restaurant. I had $100. I ate a very nice portion. Today, I don't have it. I only have $80, so I'll go into the restaurant, and then according to that, I order. So it's not like what I had yesterday, but at least it's something. I can in somewhat give joy to the host.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Is то, что я завтра уже на меньшем эвиюте могу порадовать хозяина, это как бы то, что я могу продлить
коммуникацию с ним. Tomorrow I can make the host happier in lesser level of coarsening, coarseness. It's yes, in this that correct. I can improve our communication.
Вот в работе потом снизу вверх, там это не работает, это уже принцип. То есть
in general, in our work from below above, this
I'm not speaking
to effect.
About that. Don't think. It's completely different principles. We, for now, are learning. You see, oh, so he isn't speaking about this. Now we're only learning how, in the descents of the Patsufim and the worlds and the shatterings, there's going to be many things until we get all the way down. And from there, the vessel can't receive any more in order to bestow. And then the system will be built where the vessel can also attain the screen. Here he receives the screen from Ein Sof, that it's above. And when it'll be down below here, to the end of the path, when it'll be all the way down, it will be able to receive a screen from its work, that by all being shattered and still wanting to connect a bit and connect a bit more and connect a bit more with these tens, that they connected between them, by this they will be able to draw upon them the upper light to bestow upon them. And then they'll start uplifting. It's a completely different style. Let's wait. We still have what to learn. It's not today and not tomorrow. In a few months, we'll understand this whole system.
Info woman.
Info woman.
Latim 11.
If a person restricts himself from receiving, why is this called refinement and not limitation or restriction?
Because its screen becomes more refined, smaller. That's why it's called that the screen is refined. It starts working with a weaker will to receive. That's why it's called more refined. I understand you. The question is right, that if I work with the will to receive, which is greater, and my screen is greater, and then I can as if pay for a bigger meal, so I am actually more refined. More in order to bestow. But here we're speaking about coarseness of the screen, that I'm working with a greater coarseness. That's why the screen is more coarse. We always have, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, two things together, because we're working with egoistic vessels. That's why he was greater than his friend. It's because his inclination, his desire is greater than the others. That's why as much as a person is more advanced, he will be worse. He'll be more cruel, more egoistic. But upon all these things, he will have a screen.
Ken.
Another question, please?
Yes.
From another student from Latin. Is the host the friend?
Is the host what?
Is the friend the host?
No. The friend here, if we're speaking about a friend, so we're speaking about these tens here below. Here below. The host is here. It's the creator. Here.
No.
We'll still talk about it.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Rav, вот на рисунке.
Rav, in the drawing, the Pe of Ab is at the level of the Chazeh of Galgalta. You explained it's the Bina in Galgalta. And the Tabu is above the Tabu of Galgalta, the Tabu of Ab. Is that Yesod?
We're not talking about it yet. What he writes, that's what we explain. Don't go into all these things because there's nothing precise here yet, and you'll discover it through the studies. Don't jump with your questions that aren't here. Clear? Good. Now, Niv. 57.
Item 57. Know that in these three parzufim, Galgalta, Ab, and Sag of Ak, there is not even a root for the four worlds, Abia, since there is not even room for the three worlds of Bia here. This is because the inner Partsuf of Ak extended down to the point of this world, and the root of the desirable correction, which was the cause for the Tzimtzum, has not been revealed. This is so because the purpose of the Tzimtzum that unfolded in the fourth phase was to correct it, so there would be no disparity of form within it as it receives the upper light. In other words, in order to create Adam's guf, the body, from that fourth phase, he will turn the reception force in the fourth phase to work in order to bestow through his engagement in Torah and mitzvot, in order to bestow contentment upon his maker. By this, he will equalize the form of reception with complete bestowal, and that would be the end of correction, since this would bring the fourth phase back to being a vessel of reception for the upper light, while being in complete dvekut, adhesion with the light, without any disparity of form. Yet thus far, the root of this correction has not been revealed, as this requires that man, Adam, will be included with the higher aspects, the higher phases, above the fourth phase, so as to be able to perform good deeds of bestowal. And had Adam departed the state of the Partsufim of Ak, he would have been completely in the state of empty space, since then the whole of the fourth phase, which should be the root of Adam's guf, would have been entirely below the raglaim of Ak, in the form of empty and dark space, as it would be of opposite form from the upper light. Thus, it would be considered separated and dead. And had Adam been created from it, he would not have been able to correct his actions whatsoever, since there would be no sparks of bestowal in him at all. He would be deemed a beast that has none of the form of bestowal, and whose life is only for himself. This would be like the wicked who are immersed in the lust of self-reception, and even the grace that they do for themselves. It is said about them, the wicked in their lives are called dead, since they are in oppositeness of form from the life of lives.
Okay, we're going to check this out soon, what we can do here.
Okay.
This is like an introduction of what we are about to study. I'm repeating.
57.
Know that in these three potsufim, Galgalta, Ab, Sag, this is Galgalta, Ab, and Sag. It's like Keter, Chochma, and Bina. There is not even a root for the four worlds of Abia. Below, there is a place for the worlds to be Atzilut Bria Yetzira Asiya. And we still don't even know that they should be born here. Why we even have a need for them? Since there's not even room for the three worlds Bia here, this area here where they are, below the Tabu of Galgalta till the Siyum, till the end. They still didn't come out here. This is because the inner Patsuf of Aak, Galgalta, extended down to the point of this world. This point here is called the point of this world, that is here in the Sof, at the end of the Galgalta. And the root of the desirable correction, which was the cause for the Tzimtzum, has not been revealed. Why should there be more restrictions, all kinds of things? Meaning, where is there place here for our world? Where are we here? Where is the system that manages us, that we can start bestowing upon it, and through it ascend back till Ein Sof? We still don't know this. The connection between us and this entire exalted system still doesn't appear here. That is what we need to preach right now. This is so because the purpose of the restriction that unfolded in the fourth phase was to correct it in Ein Sof, so there would be no disparity of form with it as it receives the upper light, for the shame not to be felt that you'll be able to receive in order to bestow. And that wasn't created yet. The system that can help the will to receive feel itself disconnected from the Creator and to choose wanting to be connected to the Creator and advancing towards the Creator and to enter connection with the Creator to such an extent that he reaches adhesion, meaning complete equivalence of form, that the created being has to reach a state that he's like the Creator, and then it can be called Adam, that resembles the Creator. Where is this entire system that makes such a thing of us? In other words, to create Adam's goof, meaning the will to receive. Guf means a desire. From that fourth phase that was restricted in Ein Sof, he will return the reception force of the fourth phase, meaning in its correction, in order to bestow, meaning to the Creator. Like the Creator is bestowing to me, I'm bestowing to him. By this he will equalize the form of reception in the fourth phase, all the force of reception that the Creator created, the evil inclination. It will be in complete bestowal, like the Creator. And that would be the end of correction, since this would bring the fourth phase back to complete bestowal. That would be the end of correction, since this would bring the fourth phase back to being like the Creator. That is the final correction of the created being. This would bring the fourth phase to be a vessel of reception with the upper light, and it will be in complete adhesion with the light without any disparity of form. That is what we need to learn about and perform. Yet thus far, as much as we studied in the Patsufim Galgalta Absag, these, he says, the root of this correction has not been revealed, as this requires that a man, Adam, will be included in the higher phases above the fourth phase, so as to be able the qualities of bestow can enter his vessel of reception. If we're off from Malchut, we can accept the qualities of Bina in our Malchut and mix them up correctly. The will to receive in Malchut with the will to bestow of Bina, and then in that mix, in such connections, we will be able to resemble a Creator, so as to be able to perform good deeds of bestowal. Then as much as we incorporate with Bina, we can perform actions of bestowal. And had Adam departed the state of the Potsufim of Ak, he would have been completely in the state of empty space, meaning the will to receive that can't fill himself. Because look what we have here below the Tabu, an empty space. We can't have it that the upper light will go over this border. Since the fourth phase, which should be the root of Adam's goof, would have been below Ax Raglaim. Here, this was the fourth phase. These are the Raglaim, the feet, the end of the Patsufim, in the form of empty and dark space, as it would be opposite of the upper light. There would be no light here. There's no desires to bestow. That's why the light can enter and fill them, as it would be opposite form of the upper light. Thus, it would be considered separated and dead. That is empty of the upper light, and that's why it is considered dead. Death in spirituality means that he can't receive in order to bestow, that in any way it can't be in order to bestow. And had Adam been created from it, from that fourth phase, he would not have been able to correct his actions whatsoever, because he wouldn't have any sparks of bestow. He wasn't connected to Bina, and he would keep being as a beast, since there would be no sparks of bestow on him. They have no form of bestow. They can't bestow. They're only built in their own will to receive in order to receive more or less. That's why only their egoistic desire is what aims them in all actions. They have no bestow whatsoever, that their whole life is only for himself. This would be like the wicked in our world, who are immersed in lust of self-reception, and even the grace that they do, let's say they do some actions of bestow, they do it for themselves. It is said about them, the wicked in their lives are called dead. Why dead? Since they are in oppositeness of form from the life of lives. Clear? We have to read this a few times. You can read it and see that it's not too bad. Just have to get used to the language.
Brazil too.
Brazil too.
Yes, Rav. Are you saying that when we have an opportunity to recognize this great desire, that I should not see this for myself, but yet to make an opportunity to connect with the friends and with the same desire elevate to Creator?
We will learn what's written here. You ask that question in, let's say, 2 weeks. And then I hope that you'll understand much more, and I'll be able to explain more. PT 20.
Rav, this entire process from above below, us when we're below, and this point of the heart, what's called, we have all the records from this entire process that passed over the desire, and now on the way back, we seemingly remember what happened to us gradually, and this is the process of correction?
Yes,
Moscow 6.
А что значит, что внутренний парцуф Ак продолжит?
What does it mean the inner parcuf of Ak is drawn, it goes all the way down to this world? All desires that can exist are included in the first parcuf of Galgalta. That's why on the Siyum of Galgalta, the Siyum, I'll write it here.
Сиум. Канце.
Сиум.
Ми.
And.
Бонагитках. Ми пе Галгальта.
Let's select this. From пе of Галгальта.
Сиум де Галгальта.
And until the Сиум of Галгальта, he's all the desires. All the desires.
No. Се мем бнуим.
The, from them, the five worlds are built, the Parzufim, Sefirot, and more and more and more, all sorts of things that ultimately fill the Parzuf of Galgalta. All right.
Turkey 4.
Спасибо.
Turkey 4.
So, Rav, these are the Parzufim of Ak, and Adam is not created yet. But in the article, it says Adam is able to do calculations because of the world of Ak. Why?
We aren't learning that yet. We'll learn that soon. You're asking about Adam, but there's no Adam here yet. Not yet. I can draw for you later, then maybe we may erase. Okay, let's draw like this here, that from the Patsuf of Sag, here we have a division into the world of Nikudim.
Nikudim.
Nikudim. That from it will come demand to receive the upper light. The upper light expanded below the tabul. From here, there is a shattering, the breaking. The masachim, the screens shattered, and the vessels that suddenly were up till here, till the shattering, were entirely to bestow to the Creator. From this moment onwards, they were all to receive it for themselves, meaning the will to receive changed from sanctity to impurity, from on the intention to bestow to on the intention to receive. And this is the state here that's called the breaking, the shattering. The screen shattered. The force of resistance for itself and the force of bestowal to the Creator, it broke. And now it wants only to receive for itself. Afterwards, we learn about the systems, that these vessels that broke, they are all here. All our desires without screens, because the screens departed. How we can raise these vessels for correction?
So this we will learn. By this that we raise man. Man, you already know, we've spoken about this. That's a prayer that these vessels begin to reveal themselves as we are in this world, begin to feel that we have no choice. If we want to be corrected, we need to request. We need to turn to the upper light, to the Creator, to the upper systems, through the upper systems, to Him. And then we receive from the light of infinity and Sof, from above, we receive Mad. And this corrects us. And this all occurs because we learn here that there is here four worlds. Atzilut, Bria,
Yetzira, Vasiya,
and Asiya.
Olamot.
Worlds. Olamot. That all our corrections that we need to raise our vessels from the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya to the world of Atzilut. And that there is correction in the world of Atzilut. And so all our work becomes this, that we raise each time over 6,000 years, what's called. 6,000 is degrees. This is 2,000 in the world of Bria, 2,000 in the world of Yetzira, and 2,000 in the world of Asiya. How we raise our souls, meaning our desires, which are broken, by this that we connect them together, and then we raise them to the world of Atzilut. Here, between the world of Atzilut and Bia, there is what's called a Parsa. Parsa. And then the main thing for us is that we raise all our desires above the Parsa. Up to Parsa is Malchut.
Malchut.
Above the Parsa is Bina.
Bina. As
So this is what we need to do. This is actually our entire correction. We will learn all these things, but actually, this is how the system works, and this is how we are here. And you'll be able to ask everything then, what happens in this world between us, with each one, and together all of us, each one can feel what's happening with him here, what's going through him.
PT 19.
The question has two parts. He says that the fourth phase has to be in the root of the body of Adam, was all below of the feet of Ak in the vacant place. What does that mean, the first part, that the fourth phase, it has to be the root of the goof of the Adam?
In the world of Ein Sof, how everything was created from the aspect of, from the phases of root 1, 2, 3, 4, the fourth phase is the largest, is the worst. That's the largest ego possible. The largest ego. This actually is the foundation for Adam. Because
domem,
we have inanimate,
tzomeach,
vegetative,
chai,
animate. And speaking, This is the degree of Adam.
What is it destined for? What is it destined for, that vacant place that is empty? Why is it there for?
It's a will to receive. You're asking about this area.
Right.
It's will to receive that in the meantime, not in Galgalta, not in Ab or Sag, and there's a few more parts of him, right? Ma and upper bone, they have no ability to work with this large will to receive. Once again, like I said, I enter a restaurant. I have some money in my pocket, and so I order one meal, next day a second, the next day a third, as much as I can. But I have such desires that I have no ability to cover, no force of screen to cover these desires, and so they remain empty. And then only by the points of Sag that descend here and they mix with Malchut and Bina. I'm jumping forward a bit here, despite that I don't like that. This is Malchut. And this is Bina. So Malchut and Bina mix. And along with this, already they build worlds and connection between them. They build the worlds of Bia. Abia. Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya.
Can we say that Gmar Tikkun is in that empty space?
Surely we, the end of correction, and besides all the corrections, happen here. That we raise all these vessels, we raise them to the degree of the world of Atzilut. Until all the vessels in the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Yes. Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya will have raised to the world of Atzilut. And so the world of Bria that rises to Atzilut is 2,000 out of the 6,000. The next 2,000 is Yetzirah. And the last 2,000 is the world of Asiya. And thus we are the worst, the most egoistic, and our corrections are the hardest. That we raise these vessels truly from the lowest place possible to the world of Atzilut. That all these vessels enter Atzilut and get corrected, then from the world of Atzilut we get in return the light that expands in all these worlds as well, like in the world of Atzilut. That's called the darkness shall illuminate as the light. And that's the end of correction. That here, below the Tabor of Galgalta, there will be all the corrected vessels.
So actually, Gemar Tikkun is to lift the lower part be above the Masach and then above the screen, and then it is annulled?
The screen is not annulled. The screen actually exists and maintains all the corrections and the desires that upon them are the corrections. That's called the intention to bestow. So you have to bestow the intention to bestow, the screen on the level of Bina, and there is to receive the intention to bestow, screen on the level of Malchut, and all these screens all will connect, and then will be the end of correction of the will to receive that will be entirely on the intention to bestow.
I see. Thank you.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, скажите, а что это за особый механизм ман и мат, при котором ман позволяет поднимать?
What's the special mechanism of man and mud?
Как бы силу отдачи.
That the man can raise the importance, and the mud gives the forces.
Man is the desire of Malchut to receive force from Bina, that rises from Malchut to Bina. And mud is in return, the force from Bina descends and clothes in Malchut by Malchut's request. That was. And so, this is what there is, a transition between Bina and Malchut and Bina. Man and Mad.
Rafa, можно это назвать сорода как бы основой для экрана?
Can you say that this is the foundation for the screen?
Correct. We raise man and we request that we'll have force of bestowal. That force of Bina comes and clothes in us, then we have the force of the screen. Yes. Precisely.
It's like a gift from above.
First, that's how we request, and the upper gives. Actually, all its thought was that we shall turn to him and request of him, and he gradually, as such, will accordingly give us forces, and we'll advance from the zero forces till 100% forces that we'll have on the intention to bestow, that will reach a state that we're truly similar to him.
Thank you, Rav.
No, Tel Aviv 3.
Okay, Tel Aviv 3.
There's something essential I can't understand, that Adam that scrutinizes and raises shattered vessels from Malchut de Bina. So what does it add to the screen of Golgalta? Because Golgalta already calculated on every desire.
It adds to Golgalta, that Golgalta on the lack that are raised to her, all the Patsufim. Golgalta itself raises these lacks onwards to Malchut of Ein Sof, of infinity, and receives from there everything that the lower Patsufim demand and passes on to them. Golgalta is what ties all the worlds that are actually in its betten, its stomach, that they all clothe, all these worlds clothe in Golgalta. Golgalta passes on their man to infinity. And so,
and Patsuf Golgalta, what does it mean that Malchut remains empty and never filled by the reflected light?
Below of Tabu of Golgalta, of course there are lights, but it's not lights of Chochmah, that it must fill entirely in all the light of Chochmah. And there is light of Chassadim there, and all sorts of forms of Chassadim, many, but it's not what must be there. No, it should be. The lights, in order to maintain the vessels, that they shall be not on the intention to receive, until they will desire to grow and be on the intention to bestow. All right. Wonderful. Oh, we still have PT 10.
Can we understand the rationality of Sag that comes after Ag before we advance? I don't understand why Sag to begin with, before it expands below the Tabu, why Sag ends at the Tabu, at the end of Ag. Sorry, the end of Ab.
Let me tell you, Kola. Golgalta is the largest, and as it's written, it's from edge to edge. Ab clothes on Golgalta in order to fill it with the light of Chochmah, wherever there is a screen, on the intention to bestow, which could be only from Peh until the Tabu of Golgalta. We have yet to learn why this is such. Sag emerges on the Rishimot, the records, 3-2. It makes a coupling of striking and receives only light of chasadim on the intention to bestow. But it, there also is by the illumination of Chokhmah, which is 3. And so it cannot descend in the tastes of Sag. It's the expansion from Peh to Tabur. It's called the tastes of Sag, from above downwards. Here we have 3, which is the light of Chokhmah. And 2 is the light of Binah. So because 3, there is light of Chokhmah, and it cannot descend Sag below the Tabur, in its tastes, ta'amim. But when they begin to emerge the nekudot, the points, when it refined, then the 3 disappeared, and in its place there remained 2. 2 is light of chasadim, mercy. And so all these lights that are from Tabur to the Peh, when it returns, these are the lights of Nekudot of Sag, the points of Sag. And they can expand above and below in every place because it's clean Bina, 2-2. It doesn't want anything to receive ever, or the only to be in a bestower. And so these lights can't expand below the Tabur. And when they expand below the Tabur, then they mix with the Malchut, with the will to receive here, and then we'll learn how it causes them here. A second restriction, and the division into these parts, Abiyah, Atzilut, Briyah, Yitzira, Asiyah. We'll learn this more.
That's clear that after it expands downward with Chassadim. I'm asking before, when Sag comes out, why do we draw Sag all the way down to the general Tabur? Why not above it? Because we lose the third phase of Ab.
I
didn't understand. Where is that? Sag begins from the Chazeh of Ab. Its Peh is below, right? Here's the Rosh of Sag.
But it ends upward.
Where up? It ends on the Tabur of Galgalta.
Why? Because just like Ab is shorter than Galgalta, also Sag should be shorter than Ab and end above the Siyum of Ab.
It doesn't bother it because it works on Chasadim and mercy. It has only a bit of illumination of Chokhmah. But the main of Sag is Bina. And on the degree of Bina, there is no problem. It can appear in every place. You see, the moment that it doesn't have the illumination of Ma in 3, and you have only 2 remaining, it descends and is present in every place. Because there's no limitations, no restrictions on Bina. Not first restriction, not second restriction is upon it, nothing. If you want to bestow, you can be in every place, and it wants only to bestow. Shorter, but why shorter? Light of Chasadim can expand at maximum of every partzuf. It does the most it's capable, and so it turns out that we have the Nekudot of Sag. They end in the Tabur of Galgalta, whereas the Siyum of Ab. There's the Siyum of the Ta'amim of Sag. But the points of Sag, what Kola?
That's what I don't understand. Because Ab becomes shorter, the Masach.
Because it receives on the intention to bestow the light of Chokhmah. The light of Chokhmah. And Sag works only on the light of Chasadim, mercy. It works on division. Giving out. I give everyone, I give out. So it's, please, you can enter every place. There's no limitations upon it. There's no conditions. If you want to receive or to bestow on the intention to bestow. You want to receive, though. You will work with the vessels of reception. There's limitations, conditions. This is allowed. This is not allowed. But if you just want to bestow, to give, there is no limitations upon you from the side of the system. You are in every place, free, freely.
According to this rationality, so mind bon also end on the general tabu. So why don't we shorten them a bit?
What do
you mean by shorten them? Oh, you mean why they end on the tabu?
Yes, because they should be shorter.
They're even lesser of light of chokhmah and lesser from light of chasadim. They only emerge on the according to the order of the degree. So they're not limited from the side of the upper because they're not reception on the attention to bestow. They're even less than sag. They have no connection with the will to receive. You understand? And then it turns out they can be there. Each and every parzuf in spirituality, even the smallest one, it wants as much as possible to bestow. As much force as it has. From the upper Ma and Bon, Patsufim, they have barely any forces just to exist and maintain themselves. They don't think about corrections for someone, for something, just to hold and maintain themselves. That's how small they are. And so they're allowed to be. In our world, you have a limitation on little kids. They can walk around, enter, leave. Nobody takes into account they can harm. What? Just as long as they don't harm themselves, right? Something like this.
No.
Okay.
Ask, ask. You have good questions.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот под табором Гальгальты свет Хасадим распространяется, и никуда до саг тоже.
Below Tabo of Galgalta, the light of Chasadim expands, and also никуда до саг. So what's the difference between them?
And
this we'll learn next lesson, because there's many discernments here. And you've learned a bit, and you learn more. There is many parzufim there. The breaking of the vessels, corrections, Adam HaRishon. There's a lot. We'll get to it. PT 32.
Continuing Kola to ask all the way. In every patsuf there is a sof, so in sag there is no sof.
The sof can be if it receives on the intention to bestow. Then there is a border, a limit on how much it can receive and how much it can bestow. It's limited. But if it's bestowing and only bestowing, then it has no sof, no end, no limit.
It also has 10 sefirot. There's also malchut, no?
Yes, but its malchut is now working with the light of chokhmah on the intention to bestow.
So it has a sof.
But not on the light of chokhmah, because it's not receiving the light of chokhmah on the intention to bestow.
Barur.
Is that clear?
Доброе утро. Если у Саг такой маленький свет, что позволяет ему спуститься под табур
Гальгальта. If Saag has such a small light that lets it.
It's not a small light. Saag is not a small light. Saag is a large light. But the quality of the light, the type of light.
Nekudot of Saag. That's Chasadim.
It's smaller than the light of Chokhmah, but it's still a huge pleasure. Sometimes if you felt a pleasure from this that you're giving, then you see how much it fills you, how much it raises you truly physically and fills you like this, like fattens you up. Try to give someone and see how much it gives you a good mood. Yes.
А у парцуфов май бон свет еще меньше.
The parzuf of mind bon have even smaller lights. Why can their lights go below the tabu of Gargalta?
That's a correct question. The matter is that they all work with the illumination of the will to receive and the illumination of the light of Chochmah. And so they cannot be below. You're right. Sometimes people ask that. It's a good question. In any case, each and every partsuf works with the light of Chochmah. It just depends in what attitude towards it it works. These partsufim, ma and bon, they cannot descend below the tabu, because below the tabu they won't receive their screen to be on the intention to bestow. We're yet to talk about that. You're going to receive answers to everything. The system will be clear to you from beginning to end and end to beginning, and you'll begin clothing upon it all the everything happening in the world, actual stuff, everything there was, and development, evolution, and everything. Everything. In such a manner, we can explain everything. So upper Ma and Bon cannot descend below the Tabo, because they are first of all tied to the Patsufim, Galgalta Absag, and they're all incorporated in one system called the world of Adam Kadmon. And the second matter is that there is in them illumination of Chokhmah in order to maintain them. Although that these desires work with the Chokhmah in rejection, repulsion from below upwards, but in any case, Ma and Bon, the upper Ma and Bon of the Partsuf Adam Kadmon, of the world Adam Kadmon, these Ma and Bon work with the light of Chokhmah. They want light of Chokhmah. They hold themselves, maintain themselves in restriction in order to not receive light of Chokhmah, because they have vessels of reception, Zeranpin and Malchut. Galgalta Absag is Keter Chokhmah Bina. Upper Ma and Bon is Zeranpin and Malchut. These are desires that want to receive, and so they cannot be below. They need to be where there are screens, limitations. We will talk more about this. You have nice questions. Very good. Николай в Сочи.
В общем, получается, все процессы происходят внутри Парцуфа Гальгальта.
In general, turns out that all the processes take place in Parcuf Galgalta. So I guess that's where it all ends too. Is it right to say that Gmar Tikkun is to receive all the light that Galgalta will be, that the screen will go down to the Siyum?
Yes, that's correct. Meaning, if it was possible to receive at the intention to bestow the entire light of infinity and Sof to begin with, after the restriction of Malchut of infinity, then instead of all these Partsufim, Galgalta Absag, until the end of all the worlds in Partsufim, there would be only one Partsuf which would receive on the intention to bestow everything in one shot. But where is Adam? Where is man's attainment? Where is the equivalence of form with the Creator? By what actions? By the building of what systems in Adam? Adam is not the body. Adam is thought, desire, incorporation with the Creator, to be a partner with Him. I to Him and Him to me. How do we learn such that we relate to the Creator like that He's the upper and we're lower, but He teaches us and we learn from Him for His benefit. We learn what He gives and us to Him. And all these things we need in order to learn how to be like the Creator, how it is to be Adam. And so we have before us a system which is built precisely in such an intention. And on this it's written, the final action is in the preliminary thought, the initial thought, that to begin with, the Creator wanted Adam, such a system, to be precisely like Him. And from within this, then, all the world's potsufim, sfirot, and shatterings, corrections, wars and troubles, everything, including our viruses of today, everything results from the final goal, that we will reach to the form of the Creator.
All right.
No.
It all is according to the degrees, 6,000 degrees. Afterwards, we'll talk about this. Is there a connection with the corporeal years or not? It all depends on when we will complete our correction, or the Creator, when He will pressure upon us to such an extent that, in either in good or bad, we'll complete the corrections. According to the signs, it's getting closer. We'll end here for today.
Okay.
We are supposed to have an announcement from Info. Is there anything, friends? There's a Kabyu retreat taking place right now, which is a great big event of the new students of Kabyu, and we were supposed to have an announcement. Oh, here they are.
They're going to call us on in a second. All right.
All right.
Petach Tikva, can you hear us?
Ken, Gilad, Shomim.
Great. They can hear us. So here's what's happening. We're here in upstate New York, but not only in upstate New York, actually all around the world, with about 300 students participating in the Kabyu retreat. We're here, we're connecting, we're sitting around the bonfire now. Angela, maybe you can show the atmosphere that's happening around here. We're all here, we're connecting, we're reading excerpts from the Zohar, workshops all day, every day. Zohar, what else is going on here?
Whatever's happening here is that there's friends here who found Kabbalah a week ago. There's friends who have been here for a year and for 2 years, and they're opening their hearts. They're learning about faith above reason. They're learning about prayer. We're having a beautiful evening right now, reading from excerpts from the Zohar. These are friends that are joining us from all around the world, people who flew here from Europe and from Canada and from all over the country and made great efforts to connect to their hearts, to make it, to join this great society. And we're so happy that they're joining us and they're connecting and they're having this special experience this weekend. And I know we have friends here that wish they could all speak to the world clean and tell them how much they're, what's going on in them and how this is changing them and how they want to join this world clean and be together. And I think Tim's going to say a few words, right?
Right. Just before Tim, I just want to show you, Angel, if you can show the screen over there. We're sitting here around the bonfire and with us are close to 200 students connected on Zoom right around the bonfire. The screen is right here. They're with us every second. They're singing with us. They're raising l'chaims with us. They're connecting with us above time and above space. So Tim, we'd like to hear your heart.
Hello, World Kli, friends, Rav. What a special, special time this is. What a privilege we all feel to be here together, working on this thing called unity and love and connection. I have to say my biggest impression has been, I heard Ben said that whatever you do, don't leave. And today and this weekend, I have felt that reason why that is, because the connection and the forces that we feel from each other, the love that we have shared, the work that we have done to connect and to try to go above reason has completely lit our hearts on fire. We feel that this is so much bigger than us, and we have all just can hardly express our gratitude for this great opportunity.
All right, everyone together going to say L'chaim. Ready? 1, 2, 3. L'chaim! Mute.
You good?
Mute.
La 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 la.
I
wish you all success in connection and to see afterwards good results from such connections. Just how much it influences the entire United States and America and each and every one of your families, and how much it also influences later the entire world. We're very happy that you have such a nice, good, strong connection. And many people spoke about this, about it with me, and they told me all about it. Mushi, Neve, and more representatives of yours here. I'm so happy we have a nice, good connection, and we very much hope that we will have such meetings, both physically and, of course, also virtually. It's all opened up for us more and more. I hug you all in the name of the entire world, Kli, the world vessel. And all of us together will advance a bit more and a bit more to the end of correction, which day by day is getting closer to us. All the best. Thank you and warm hugs.
Thank you. Thank you, friends. So our schedule for today, 10:35 to 11:45, reporters meeting with the Rav Leitman, and 6:30 to 7:30, a world meal. Good day, everybody. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, we're gonna dance all night long, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. Un mundo entero, una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Un mundo entero, una familia, vamos a bailar, vamos a bailar. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar contento, que somos todos uno. Let's go all together, let's go all together, we're gonna dance all night long. Cause we are all one, cause we are all one, cause we are all one, cause we are all one. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. There's no walls between us, no separation in our hearts. No hay nada que nos separe en nuestros corazones. Tu ego no nos separa. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno. Vámonos todos juntos, vámonos todos juntos, vamos a bailar con tiempo, que somos todos uno.